I invite you to rise for the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And they asked him, "Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time is at hand.' Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences. There will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are inside the city depart. Let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress upon the earth, and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear, with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when all these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day will come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, to stand before the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
I invite you to take a seat as we invite the children forward for the children's lesson. What have I got here? a backpack. What's a backpack for? Camping. Holding things at school. Okay. All right. Well, this is for, I brought this for camping purposes. Let's see. What do you think I have in here? Camping stuff, right. What's this? All right. What's this? What might I need that for? If I'm camping, not at school. Making a fire, yeah. What do I use this for, the light? See in the dark, right. You think it might get dark when I'm camping? Yeah, if I'm camping overnight. Okay. And I have a hammock here. What would that be for? For sleeping, yeah. If I want to sleep outside. Or the big thing that I have in here. Anyone want to guess? You know what this big thing is? Sleeping bag. What would I use that for? Sleeping in the tent. Right. Good. Okay. The tent. Well, the tent's not in the backpack. I have to bring that separately. But if I take all these things with me, I know that I'm prepared for camping. Because I'm prepared for sleeping in my sleeping bag or in the hammock. I'm prepared for starting a fire to keep warm and cook some food. And I'm prepared to see at night with the light, right? Well, in the gospel reading today, Jesus says, be prepared. He says, be prepared. Watch and pray that you may have strength. And I will give you words of wisdom so that you know what to do when you see the signs of the end times. Okay? And what are those things? His words of promise and his promise to always listen to us when we pray. Will you pray with me now? Okay. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus. Everybody. Dear Jesus, thank you for giving your Son, thank you for giving us your words of wisdom. Thank you for giving us the promise of strength. Thank you for giving us signs of the end. And thank you for forgiving us. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, thanks for coming up. Oh. Socks are coming out. Be prepared. The motto of the Boy Scouts. Be prepared. I was a Boy Scout and went camping many times. And Jesus says in the gospel reading today, we're coming to the end of the church year, and we start talking about the end times, and some of it sounds kind of scary. And Jesus says in this long gospel reading, I gave you all of it here, because I want you to hear all of it. He's talking about two things as he looks forward in time. He's telling his disciples, you see this wonderful temple here that you think is great, made out of stone? Not one stone's going to be left on another. Okay? You're not going to need, he doesn't say this yet, but you're not going to need the temple because the temple is going to be a temple of flesh, not a temple of stone. It's going to be the temple of Jesus Christ and his body and blood for all time. But he says, your generation isn't going to pass away before all these terrible things happened to Jerusalem. And that's what happened. Jesus is talking in, what, about 33 A.D. Well, 35 years later, the Romans come in and destroy Jerusalem. There's the first Jewish revolt, and all of Jerusalem is destroyed, and people are killed, and the temple is destroyed, and that's why he says, when you see these signs of this coming, these are the signs of that, flee, go to the mountains, and if you're in the country, don't come into the city. This is the destruction of Jerusalem, a fact that happened. But he also has words for us about the end times. And we say, well, what are the signs of the end times? Well, there's one. They say, and they come to Jesus and say, what is the sign of the end times? And earlier, they come to Jesus and they say, what is the sign that you're the Messiah? He says, the only sign that you're going to get is the sign of Jonah. Which, what happened to Jonah? He got spit out of the... Well, if you were in the Jonah class, we talked about it. He got spit out of the mouth of the great fish back onto dry land after 3 days. Well, after Jesus rests in the tomb 3 days, he won't be spit out of the ground, but he will rise again. The sign of Jonah is the sign of the resurrection. And dear Christian friends, the sign of the resurrection is the sign of the end times that we live in now. The sign of the resurrection is the sign of the end times that we live in now. And the sign of your resurrection is your baptism. You know that because of your baptism, your resurrection is guaranteed through Jesus' resurrection. That's the only sign you need. What about all these other signs that he warns us of? There's going to be wars and tumults, rumors of wars. There's going to be famine and pestilence. Nation will rise against nation. Kingdom will rise against kingdom. You're going to have elections in your country, and half of them, half the people are going to think, well, if she gets elected, it's the end of the world. And the other half of them are going to think, well, if he gets elected, it's the end of the world. And there'll be riots in your streets. Signs of the end times. Well, I was thinking the other day, how many times in my life, did you hear this before the election? This is the most important election ever. Mostly you hear from the candidates, because for them, I think it is the most important. This is at least the fourth time I've heard that. Now, what do you think the chances are that 4 years from now, we'll hear the same thing? This is the most important election. I don't know, maybe they're right. But what about these other things that Jesus says? Kingdom will rise against kingdom, nation against nation. You'll have famine and pestilence. Have we had these things before? Yes. You think we're going to have them again? The sinful world that we live in? Yes. Well, how can these be signs? How could they be signs? Well, they're signs of the end times. Okay. Now, what's the first thing that you see in this reading that we had? These people come they have the remark about the stones and the temple that really doesn't need to be. We don't need a temple anymore. We don't have animal sacrifices anymore because we have one sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And then they say, what are going to be the signs of this coming, this horrible thing? And Jesus doesn't give them a sign. He gives them warnings about these false teachers who are going to come. Do you, any of you guys remember Y2K? You ever hear about that? The end of the world coming in The year 2000? I don't know. The end of the computer world, I guess. Well, we live past that. Remember when they said the Mayan calendar is ending? How many times do we hear about people saying the end of the world? Jesus says, you're never going to know when the end comes. It's the best kept secret in the world. Only the Father knows. Only the Father knows. Well, then why does he give us these signs? On the one hand, he says, they talk about signs. On the other hand, he says, you're not going to know when. How do you reconcile that? Well, first let's talk about the you're not going to know when. Why do you think Jesus says you're not going to know when? Why does God the Father keep this secret so closely held? How would you act if you knew when? How do you think the people of this world would act if they knew the end was, you know, at a certain time? Maybe some of us would be a little more urgent about telling others about the good news of Jesus Christ. I bet a bunch of others would say, well, okay, I've only got so much time left. I'm going to get in as much whatever before then. Does that make you a better Christian, knowing that? Jesus doesn't want you to be good predictors of when the end time is. He wants you to know you're living in the end times and be aware of that. So he gives you signs. And he says, these are the signs of the end times. Kingdom rising against kingdom. Nation against nation. Distress among the nations. Confusion among the people. A whole bunch of charlatans coming around saying that they're him. These are the signs for you, Christians. Interpret them. I've got a question for you. What sign is right out here on the other side of Sheridan Road? I don't mean the realty sign, the for sale sign. What's the traffic sign that's there? Do you know? No, not the speed limit. Good guess. Stop? No. No. No church sign. It's a deer crossing sign. How many times have you driven by that sign and not noticed it? Lots. I didn't notice it until I was preparing for the sermon. I looked out the window. Hey, there's a deer crossing sign. We go about our lives not seeing the signs or recognizing that they are signs. That's why Jesus says, these are the signs of the end times. A couple of weeks ago, we were in Michigan to visit my daughter. And we were taking her back to college, to her dorm. And it's nighttime. We're following another car down the highway. And guess what happens? A deer runs out in front of that car. And the lady who was driving it hits the deer. I mean, she couldn't not hit the deer. I think the deer almost really more hit her, which happens. And she was okay. I mean, she was, the airbags went off and all that, you know, and you could see it. And she was able to get the car over mostly off the road in the dark. But, you know, we stopped and she was okay and we stayed with her until the police came and the wreckers and all that. And she had a sleeping bag to keep her warm. I think it was your sleeping bag. Natalie's, okay. Anyway, you don't see the deer coming, right? You've got a sign that says deer crossing, but how do you go about your life? When you see these signs, they're reminders to be alert, be awake. Watch out for those deer. Okay? Do you just, you know, drive like some people drive, you know, looking at their phone, putting their lipstick on, eating their cereal, whatever? When you see a deer sign, what should you do? Watch out. Be alert. Be awake. And know what the sign indicates. That's what Jesus is saying. Because you never know when it's coming. So that's how you reconcile how Jesus says, you don't know when it's coming, and these are the signs. When you see the signs, they're reminders for you who have eyes of faith to see Jesus coming. And the sign of your faith is your baptism. The sign that you know that Jesus' love applies to you is your baptism. Because He puts His name on you and says, you're mine. So stand tall. And when life comes at you hard, what is the sign of life coming at you hard? And despair and all the crud that we live in, you know, you start hunching over. You start stooping down. You feel the burden upon your shoulders, upon your head, it seems like. Haven't we all had those days? Jesus says, when you see these signs of danger and of things going wrong in your life or someone else's life who you love, these are signs of the end times. But look up. Straighten your shoulders. For your redemption is near. In fact, your redemption is here in Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord is no longer in a stone temple thousands of miles away. It's in the hearts of the people that you see here. It's in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to you here to share Himself with you today. So rejoice. Your redemption is near. In Jesus' name, amen.